Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It's time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game one of a four-game series, Mets and Miami Marlins, to kick off the second half of the season. Shamania and Edward Cabrera, that was the pitching matchup, and command issues from the jump for Edward Cabrera. He walked Francisco Lindor on four pitches. Eventually, it was six in a row outside the zone before a strike to Brandon Nimmo, but it did come at the expense of a stolen base by Francisco Lindor. Nimmo then advanced Lindor to third on a ground ball to the right side. Otto Lopez, the second baseman for Miami, made a terrific play to rob Nimmo with a diving stop to get him at first for out number one. Runner at third with one away, Cabrera then walked his second batter of the inning when he put J.D. Martinez on. First and third with one out, but a 5-4-3 double play off the bat of Pete Alonso ended the Mets' rally in the top of the first. Bottom of the first inning, 1-2-3 inning from Shamania with a little bit of help from Jeff McNeil.
2-2 on the way, lifted in the air to right field and deep. Back goes McNeil onto the track. He jumps, and he makes the catch! What a catch by Jeff McNeil right at the top of the right field fence. I don't know that the ball was necessarily going out, but he certainly took at least an extra base hit away from De La Cruz with an outstanding leaping catch at the right field wall. Two men away.
And that was our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Extra bases may be taken away by Jeff McNeil, potentially more, and a scoreless first inning for Shamania and the Mets. The Mets did pick up their first hit of the game in the top of the second, but Mark Vientos was cut down trying to stretch his single into a double, and Cabrera faced the minimum in the top of the second inning. Then in the bottom half, a one-out double by Otto Lopez and an infield single by Jesus Sanchez put a pair on. Two on with one away for Xavier Edwards.
We'll see whether or not the Marlins are adventurous with the runners here. Lopez at second, Sanchez at first. Lopez runs, pitching on the ground through the hole on the right side, a base hit. That'll score the run. Lopez is in, going to third. Sanchez, the throw gets away, backed up by Minaya by the third base dugout, but going down to second is Edwards. He'll get credit for a single and a run batted in as Lopez scores to make it 1-0 Miami. Sanchez goes to third, and when the throw got away, Edwards took second, and the Marlins have a run in. Runners at second and third, one man out.
RBI single for Edwards and an error charge to Jeff McNeil. That was the third consecutive hit for Miami against Minaya in the second inning, and a 1-0 lead. Second and third with one out, Emmanuel Rivera, a sacrifice fly to left. That gave Miami a 2-0 lead. Edwards still at second base. Minaya stranded him there, though. Soft line out to shortstop off the bat of Nick Fortes ended the second inning. 2-0 Miami after two. Mets put some pressure on Cabrera in the top of the third. A two-out single by Francisco Lindor was followed by an infield single off the bat of Brandon Nimmo. Two on and two outs, Mets chasing two, but J.D. Martinez lined out to short to end the threat in the top of the third. Then in the bottom half, Marlins went right back to work against Shamania. A leadoff single by Jazz Chisholm, who immediately stole second base. He advanced to third on a flyout off the bat of Brian De La Cruz, who was once again robbed of extra bases on a terrific catch by Jeff McNeil. But the Marlins did have a runner at third with one out for Jake Berger.
Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Shamania. Big pause now, the pitch. That's ripped down the left field lineup. Base hit by Berger. Just fair. Rolling around into the corner. Chisholm scores from third. Nimmo fishes it out and fires in. Berger's at second with an RBI double. And the Marlins now have a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning.
So an RBI double by Jake Berger. A three spot for Miami. And next to the plate was Josh Bell.
0-1. Bell hits it hard off the middle. That's a base hit going into center. Berger rounds third, heading home. Beater's throw is caught off at the mound. Berger scores standing up. Bell has an RBI single. It is now 4-0 Miami in the bottom of the third. And Jeremy Hefner is going to go out to the mound to try to calm down Shamania.
An RBI single for Josh Bell, 4-0 lead for Miami. And it's a good thing that Jeremy Hefner did head out to chat with Sean Manaea after that RBI single, because back-to-back comebackers were flagged down by Manaea. He was able to limit the Marlins to a pair, but a 4-0 Miami lead after three. After a scoreless fourth inning, on to the fifth, and Jeff McNeil led off.
Pitch on the way. McNeil launches it in the air pretty deep to center. Chisholm back onto the track at the fence. He jumps. It's gone. A home run. Jeff McNeil hits it onto the grassy knoll beyond the center field wall for McNeil, his sixth home run of the year. The Mets are on the board. The Marlins' lead is cut to 4-1.
So Jeff McNeil, a solo shot to dead center, his sixth, and a 4-1 ballgame. Two batters later, Francisco Lindor worked a one-out walk to put a man on. Then Brandon Nimmo walked on four pitches, and Cabrera put back-to-back base runners on. An errant pickoff move to second base allowed both runners to advance into scoring position for J.D. Martinez, and a fly ball to the corner and left scored Lindor, sacrifice fly for J.D., and the Marlins' lead was cut in half 4-2 in the fifth. Cabrera would face one more batter. He walked Pete Alonso. Third walk in the inning, fifth overall. His night was done. Anthony Bender came on. He needed just one pitch as Francisco Alvarez popped out to strand a pair and end the top of the fifth inning. 4-2 at the halfway mark. In the bottom half, Manaea returned and Jake Berger led off.
2-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, pretty well hit to left center. It's deep. Bader back onto the track at the wall. It's gone. Jake Berger with his 11th home run of the year to left center field, to the left of the 400 mark. And owing to a little double-deck fixture they have out there. And the Marlins now have a 5-2 lead.
Mets and Marlins traded leadoff home runs in the fifth inning. McNeil in the top half, Berger in the bottom half, and a 5-2 Miami lead. Manaea did settle in as he set down the next three Marlins to end the fifth inning, but a 5-2 Miami lead after five. Anthony Bender returned for the sixth inning. Mark Vientos grounded out to start the inning. Jose Iglesias next. He doubled to the gap in left. Bender was done. He faced his necessary three batters. Andrew Nardi, the lefty, was called on, and he was greeted by Jeff McNeil.
The 2-1 on the way, and that's launched in the air to right. That's deep. Sanchez back. There it goes. Two-run homer, Jeff McNeil. He hits it into the Mets bullpen in right field. And so, suddenly, this is a one-run game. It's the Marlins 5 and the Mets 4. And McNeil has hit two home runs tonight, taking a slow trot around the base path.
First home run by a left-hander allowed by Andrew Nardi in 2024. And the first multi-home run game for Jeff McNeil since September of 2019. That two-run shot, our smash of the game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Mets now down by just a run. Nardi kept it there. He set down Harrison Bader and Francisco Lindor to end the top of the sixth. Bottom half of the inning, Sean Manaea was done after five. He allowed five runs on eight hits. Adam Ottavino took over. He sent the Marlins down in order for a shutdown bottom of the sixth inning. It remained 5-4 fish after six. A.J. Puck and Phil Maton each allowed a base runner but posted zeros in the seventh inning. Calvin Fauché took over in the top of the eighth with the Marlins ahead by a run. A one-out walk to Jose Iglesias put the tying run on. Jeff McNeil next, and deflection off Fauché led to an infield single. Everybody was safe. Iglesias at second and Jeff McNeil at first, but only for a minute, though, because Fauché bounced the very first pitch to Harrison Bader, and both runners advanced into scoring position. With one out and two in scoring position, the Marlins brought the infield in against Bader, and it paid off. A ground ball to shortstop, and Iglesias cut down at the plate for the second out of the inning. Fauché was done. With runners at the corners and two outs in the eighth, Tanner Scott on for a four-out save, and he needed just two pitches to record the first out as Francisco Lindor popped out to second base to end the rally in the eighth. Still 5-4 Miami and on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Daniel Nunez took over for the Mets, trailing by a run. He issued a leadoff walk to Otto Lopez, then balked him to second base with nobody out. Nunez responded, though. Back-to-back strikeouts of Jesus Sanchez and Xavier Edwards for the first two outs of the inning. Emmanuel Rivera next. He worked a two-out walk. And on the 3-2 pitch, Otto Lopez stole third, which put runners at the corners with two outs for the nine-hole hitter Nick Fortes.
The 0-1 on the way. Swing and a grounder left side. Lindor dives but can't reach it. It's a base hit going into left field. In to score from third is Lopez. Rivera on at first. Or at least Fortes on at first as Rivera stops at second. The ground ball single by Fortes brings home an insurance run, and the Marlins now have a 6-4 lead.
So an RBI for Fortes. Nunez was done. Danny Young took over and worked around a wild pitch and stranded two in scoring position on a ground out by Jazz Chisholm for the final out in the eighth. Tanner Scott back out for the ninth inning with a two-run lead. He faced the heart of the Mets' order. Scott struck out Brandon Nimmo for the first out in the ninth. J.D. Martinez then followed with a ground out, and the Mets' last chance was Pete Alonso, and Scott got him to pop out to second base on a snow cone catch by Otto Lopez for the final out. And the Marlins took game one by a score of 6-4.